We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Given the division that they're in, but damn it, this is a big week, man. I mean, 0-3 is going to hurt.
Well, see, this is why I think what you said earlier this week, that the hot seat is a conversation. And I think the hot seat is a real conversation for this whole coaching staff with an 0-3 start. And people are thinking about, yeah, don't talk about the 2018 team that started out 0-3 right. And then won 11 games because the talent is so different. And the talent is different, but that to me, Clint, is not the big difference with this team of why if they start 0-3, hot seat would be a big deal. I don't know if you feel this way. To me, one of the big things that I've noticed with this team through 2 weeks, and it's very disappointing, and I think it's very different from the 18 team, is they go into the tank when adversity hits. They don't handle it well. This does not look like a group, all right, if we're 0-3, like, hey, let's go. No, this looks like if we're 0-3, a snowball effect.
Yeah.
Because Kiki QT fumbles. Oh, hell. Oh, it's 20-7. What are we going to do? Then we throw a pick immediately after that. And it's, oh, God. Like, oh, we miss a field goal at the end of the half. Yeah. And we'll just let them drive it down. And now the game. Like, they don't handle it. Body language-wise, they don't handle adversity well. So if they started out 0-3, you could see a snowball effect with this group. Because they don't seem like a group that's like, all right, we lost a few games, yeah, and we're going to come back.
Here's the deal, Shoals. If you start 0-3 and you lose to Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, I think internally you've got to look at you. If you're Deshaun Watson, if you're Nick Martin, if you're Laremy Tunsil, you got to look at, well, we weren't able to make a run to the AFC Championship or Super Bowl with DeAndre Hopkins, but we damn sure – had a higher ceiling than what we've shown to this point. I think if you start out 0-3, I think there's definitely some questions that start getting thrown around about how good is this team? Like, does this team legitimately have a chance to compete versus the powers that be? And when I say powers that be, I mean like last year versus the Saints, like last year versus the Chargers. That's what I'm talking, last year versus New England. I'm not talking about go out there and win in the second round of the playoffs to get to the AFC Championship. I'm talking about just have a ceiling high enough from a talent standpoint, a potential standpoint, an explosive standpoint to where you feel like when you take the field against anybody that if you put your best foot forward, you can win a football game. When DeAndre Hopkins was part of this team, and in the past, I've always felt that way. I thought they were inconsistent as hell, and I didn't think I thought it would take consistency to be taken serious as a Super Bowl contender, but I thought they were, from a talent standpoint, there was nobody you could throw out there on the other sideline, and I go, Texans ain't got a chance. If you go out there and you can't win, you don't win this game against Pittsburgh, I think there's some serious doubt in the air about the team's ceiling,
yeah,
has taken a significant hit from 2019.
Yeah, and I agree. And I just think also mentally it will get worse because they don't feel like a mentally – just judging what we've seen from the first 2 weeks, when adversity hits, they don't seem like a mentally strong team. From the text line, nah, man, Weaver should get a pass as far as coaching staff goes. He was set up to fail, and his defense has done better than the offense. Listen, I think this has been a narrative for me all week. I don't think there is a soul on this team that gets a pass. This has just been bad. And I listen, I get what you're saying about Weaver, but his team missed 20 tackles in week one. He never changed the game plan on things. They haven't forced a turnover yet.
Yeah.
They were on fourth and one with one of the game on the line. You could clearly see, hell, we could see it from where we were. They are not ready for this.
Yeah. You know, with Weaver, though, I'm not giving him a pass in there. I'm not a give a pass guy either, show, so I'm with you on that. But I do think you could see improvement from week one to week two. And look, I know there's more cap space spent on the offensive side of football than the defensive side of football. I hadn't studied every NFL team, but I would imagine you could study NFL teams, and that's probably the case with several of them. One side of the ball is there's more salary cap allocated to them, and that doesn't mean the other, whether it's offense or defense, just has the ability to mess the bed or excuses to not perform at a high level. I think the fact that the defense improved from week one to week two, and I think the fact that they were very vanilla week one, the jury's still out on Anthony Weaver for me. I mean, I'm not concerned about Anthony Weaver any more than I was to open the season with him being a first-year defensive coordinator. Tim Kelly's the one I'm worried about. I mean, because like I said, you subtract DeAndre Hopkins, which I'm not here right now to discuss whether that's good or bad, but you subtract him and you keep on keeping on with the same scheme and the same approach and the same play calling and the same lack of creativity, the lack of – I mean, it's one of those like that formula don't make sense. Like if you're going to subtract Hopkins, we got to at least be more creative and approach offensive football differently, right? It can't be minus Hopkins plus these other two guys and think you're going to get better. Like the part of the equation that we've yet to see offensively is – what the plan is beyond Hopkins, because it can't be the same plan because you don't have near the player. So it's got to be something different. The jury's out on Tim Kelly for me. It's the offense that I'm majorly concerned about.
Oh, well,
right
hell yeah. They haven't been functional. I'm not saying, they haven't been functional. That is definitely the side to the expert, but I'm not giving a soul a pass. Fair. Nobody's a pass. Nobody's played good. All right, our guy Anthony, I need this football Friday emotion from our guy Anthony. Go ahead, man. What's your thoughts?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, gentlemen. Now, I'm not worried about the defense at all. Now, that's just going to come with chemistry, and it's going to come with Anthony Weaver knowing his guys and what he can do with them, which I have complete faith that he'll do that. My concern is with also the offense. I'm with the offense. Now, there is some history and some numbers that'll back this up. Every single one of our new pieces at receiver has made a play and knows how to make a play on every other team. They've got to find out where their placement is with the Texans and start making their plays. I'm going to put blame right now on the receiving corps because as I was watching the game with the Baltimore, they had plenty of opportunities to make catches and turn those catches to big games. But, you know, they missed out on those plays. So we need those playmaking receivers, whoever it's going to be, we need them to step up and step up right now.
All right, this is our guy Anthony in here. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. I'm pretty sure Anthony would be a guy who is sold if they go out and get a W in Pittsburgh. I think Anthony is back.
Oh yeah, there ain't no doubt. Hey, look, Ant's one of them fans
Can we just call him Ant?
Yeah, we can call. That's definitely an Ant right there.
Easy.
That's either Ant or Anthony. That ain't no Anthony. I promise you that. That's either Ant or Anthony.
What up, Ant?
What up, Ant? I bet his aunts and uncles call him Anthony. There ain't no Anthony.
Anthony. Yeah.
There's between the receivers and Deshaun Watson. You know, that's one of my keys this week. Not to let the cat out of the bag. That's one of my keys this week. When I go back and look at the film, I don't care win, lose, or draw. When I go back and look at the film, Deshaun Watson's got to hit 50% of his shots. If they dial up four shots and it's there, he's got to see it, and he's got to complete it.
Yep.
50% of them. I mean, that's just the offense. The offense is wired in a way to where if you don't hit 50% of your shots when they're there, when the opportunity presents itself, you ain't going to win.
Yep. Yeah, listen, that's just – he let a small cat out of the bag. That's one key. But that's not the biggest key to the game, according to Clint Sterner. He'll give you that on the other side as well. We'll be joined by the general – the Hall of Famer, John McClain. Clint Sterner's Football at 4 coming up next.
If you call him 50 Cent, you got no clue what's going on. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.